Prairie Land Partners get a $2,350 bonus when you purchase two implements. Plus, take advantage of huge cash savings. Get more done on your property with the right tools and save in the process. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details. Prairie Land
Partners. KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 17th of July. Beautiful start to the day, sunshine and 71 degrees. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kara Codney of SOS, talking about the final week of SOS Strong. Kara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you folks?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So Kara, I guess we got to ask here, with this being the final week, how have things gone on the fundraising and really, I guess, maybe the awareness side of things here for SOS Strong here this time around?
I think it's been really great. You know, a lot of these guys out doing the fundraising have been really creative, doing some fun things. They're challenging themselves to raise $1,000, and we've got quite a lot of them that have met that goal and gone well beyond it, which is very exciting for us. And like you mentioned, with the awareness part, you know, we love that they're out there talking about SOS and talking about what we do, because that's an important part too.
So how many ambassadors are we dealing with here?
So there's 15 this year, and they're from all kinds of, you know, different businesses and walks of life, everything from education to business owners and, you know, everything in between. It's been really fun.
What really stands out for you about SOS Strong as part of the fundraising slate of activities here for SOS? Because you do have a fair amount that are scattered throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, that's true. I think SOS Strong is important because, you know, this one really focuses on, you know, the role that men play in the prevention of abuse. And I think it's really important that here we're showing these men stepping up and, you know, doing something to show that that's important for men too. And I think that that's just a different perspective that people don't always think about in our, you know, area of work.
Well, these ambassadors are still fundraising in fundraising mode. So anything special going on this final week, Kara?
Tuesday night, there'll be a benefit concert at the Lyon County History Center at 7 o'clock, and that'll feature Sarah Bays, Melinda Groves, Mick McGuire, and Abby Worley. We've still got that going on. A couple of the guys have some individual things going on. One of my favorites that I think is kind of fun is that Brogy Giesen has got some tears if he raises enough money, where he'll do things like dye his hair or shave his head. So I'm really rooting for shaving his head right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is too.
yeah, I'm sure.
Well, it's hot out there. Come on, nothing wrong with that. Well, help these guys out. So if people need to find out who is all participating, do you have a list, or do you have them on your website, social media wise, that people can find out who these people are and where they can donate?
I have both. They can easily find that list on our website or on our social media. The website is soskansas.com, and all of our social media is at SOS Kansas, so that's pretty easy. I can also just name them real quick if you like.
Sure. Please do.
I will. I've got Aaron Armitage, Larry Bess, J.D. Chanley, Jeremy Dorsey, Tracy Edwards, Brogy Giesen, Marcel Hernandez, Jason Holting, Tom Johnson, Brian Jones, Mick McGuire, Corey Mitchell, Joe Reed, Nick Roth, and Roland Terhune.
Kara, one thing we haven't talked about yet, and we've talked about it before, but really where the money goes and why that funding is so important. And maybe you can talk about just kind of, A, start off with where the money goes here from SOS Strong, and B, how this fills gaps here that are starting to develop over the last 3 to 5 years.
Sure. As you know, for us, we use it in many ways. I mean, in some ways, just for day-to-day functioning, you know, meeting those needs that are not met by the grant funding that we get. Sometimes it does give us a little bit of freedom to do things that are not necessarily specified in a grant. Sometimes grants are very restrictive, so this gives us the ability to do things that are really important but that might not have been specified in a grant. So that can be kind of, can be very serious things, but it can also be more fun things that are also still pretty important. Like, you know, if a client has a birthday for their child and they're struggling, we can maybe help them do something with that. Or, you know, the other creative ways that, like I said, grant funding doesn't always meet every need. And as you mentioned, you know, grant funding has decreased in recent years. And so that is something that we always kind of struggle to push back against and fill those needs and make up for those deficits.
Well, Karen, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it as always. And you heard the list of the ambassadors doing fine work, raising money and awareness for SOS. 1 week to go, and we can't wait to find out how these guys did. Sounds like things have been going very well. Kara, thanks again.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Kara Cotney, SOS, on our primetime newsmaker this Monday morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker spots, 7:20 every weekday. This week's full, so we're starting already on next week, and we do open up starting on the 25th, so it's a week from tomorrow. Regardless, let us know, 620-342-1400, or email us at kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's newsmaker interview, Dee Schwinn previews an upcoming Friends of the Library flash sale, which is going to close out the week.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 727, 71 degrees. Good morning.
The 14th annual Denim and Diamonds event benefiting Newman Regional Health is Friday, August 4th at ESPN.